The must-knows, the must-haves, and a rundown of all Magic Valley events happening today. It's Day Prep with Brock in the Morning on Hot 100 FM.
First, the pandemic in numbers. Last night, our total statewide number of cases went up to 1,668, which is a very slight increase of only about 4% over the weekend, further proving that our social distancing efforts that we've been practicing now for a month have, in fact, flattened the curve and have slowed the spread. Of those 1,600 cases, 570 cases are in Ada County, Blaine County now reporting 469, Canyon County reporting 181, and in southern Idaho, Twin Falls County reporting 103, which is unfortunately a pretty substantial increase from Friday. I think we were at like 87 or 88 on Friday. Jerome County reporting 36 cases, also an increase, but only of one. They were at 35 Friday, 36 last night. Lincoln County is up 2 at 17 cases. Kanawha County still at 10. Minidoka County up 1 case at 7. Gooding County now up 1 case at 7. And Camas County still only reporting 1. There have so far been 44 COVID-19 related deaths in the state. 151 COVID positive patients have been hospitalized. Of those 151, 53 of them have required admissions to the ICU. And I found this interesting. We all know that COVID-19 has the most hazardous effects on the elderly population and on those with compromised immune systems. But if you look at confirmed cases by age group in Idaho, the largest age bracket of confirmed cases is the 18 to 29-year-olds. They make up about 20% of confirmed cases in the state. Second largest age group is the 50 to 59-year-olds, which make up about 17%. Then it goes 40 to 49-year-olds, 30 to 39-year-olds, 60 to 69-year-olds, 70 to 79-year-olds, those 80 years of age and older, and then finally children aged 0 to 18. They make up about 5%. Of the state's total confirmed cases. And of course, that doesn't break down how many have been hospitalized in each age bracket or anything like that, but I just found it interesting that it was the 18 to 29-year-olds who have the most confirmed cases in the state. Idaho's stay-home order was extended through the end of the month last week, but the extension comes along with a few changes. First, those entering the state of Idaho who are not considered an essential worker are to self-quarantine for 14 days immediately upon entering the state. Additionally, some businesses considered non-essential can once again begin operating as long as their operations meet certain criteria, which includes maintaining social distancing, providing adequate sanitation and protective cover for employees and patrons, limiting the number of people in the business at a time, directing the flow of people in the business, and additionally, businesses offering goods for sale must offer curbside pickup if possible through the end of the stay-home order. While this allowance includes several non-essential businesses, some businesses where social distancing is simply not feasible are not allowed to reopen before the order expires. Those businesses excluded from the early opening permissions include nightclubs, bars, restaurants for dine-in, indoor gyms and recreational facilities, hair and nail salons, public events and gatherings, and again, other businesses where social distancing is not possible. A copy of that revised order can be found online at hot100now.com. All right, on to the stimulus payment. If you weren't required to file a federal tax return in 2018 or 2019 due to retirement or low income status, you're going to need to report your information to the IRS so that you may receive your stimulus payment. You can do so by clicking the link under the Brock in the Morning links at hot100now.com. Those who elected to receive their refund on their 2018 or 2019 tax return via direct deposit will see that stimulus deposit in your account very soon if you haven't seen it post already. Those receiving a paper check will obviously have to wait a little longer. The IRS launched a website last week for those who wish to receive their stimulus payment electronically but didn't give banking information on their most recent tax return. The website allows those individuals to submit that information online to expedite the processing and delivery of your cashola. The site also allows you to check the status of your stimulus payment. You can find this website by clicking the link under the Brock in the Morning links at hot100now.com. And finally, if you were required to file taxes for 2018 or 2019, but did not, you must e-file your 2019 taxes before the IRS will send you your stimulus cash. The website has lots of links to places that can help you through that process as well, if you're dragging your feet and behind the curve and yada, yada, yada. Surprising number of people are still in that boat. I can't believe how many people I talked to and they're like, oh yeah, I didn't file. Like, well, why didn't you file? I don't know. Okay, well, that's not going to work out for you in the long run. File your taxes. All right, parents with children entering kindergarten in the Twin Falls School District this fall will need to submit their children's paperwork and enrollment online this year. You can do so by visiting tfsd.org or by clicking the link under the Brock in the Morning links at hot100now.com. All parents in the Twin Falls District who have children who are not currently enrolled in school but will be at least 5 years of age by September 1st, should submit this information. The Idaho State Board of Education has established criteria that needs to be met in order for a local school district to consider reopening. Criteria includes that there must not be a statewide or local social distancing restriction in place, which includes stay-home orders or extensive closures of businesses. It's been at least 14 days since the peak of the state infection curve, as determined by the State Department of Health and Welfare, unless the district has not experienced community spread. The local public health district must approve the reopening after a review of the school district and charter school cleaning and disinfection protocols, and a re-entry plan identifying minimum school protocols must be established and approved by the local board of trustees. After these criteria are met, a local district may consider deciding against the soft closure established by the Board of Education and reopening. And if you're out of work due to COVID-19 non-essential business shutdowns, there are several Magic Valley employers looking for temporary help. As of last night, the Idaho Department of Labor lists over 800 jobs available within a 50-mile radius of Twin Falls. To see if there's something out there that might help you get you through this difficult time, just click the link under the Brock in the Morning links at hot100now.com. If you have any information on closures, businesses, public offices, or otherwise, please let me know. You can send that info to the Hot 100 FM Facebook page or email me, Brock, B-R-O-C, at hot100now.com.
It's Day Prep. Everything you need to know to start off your day the right way with Brock in the Morning on Hot 100 FM.